Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Here we go.
This is it.
Yes, it's Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Andy Lawson, pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
We come to you from the past, from the fairly recent past. We recorded this episode last Wednesday. This is going out on Monday. So if anything in this episode is mentioned, which has then become controversial or a tragic incident in the days since we recorded it, we apologise wholeheartedly. Because we didn't know. We've got a crystal ball. We couldn't see what was coming. I think that covers it, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. If something mental's kicked off, what do you want? I've noticed a lot of feedback that we've had from a lot of listeners recently, over recent times, has been that we've had some kind emails saying that our content has sort of lessened the burden of lockdown somewhat.
Well, I hope so, yeah.
And one of the main things people cite is that we don't talk about it. That's not by design, by the way. Right. We don't sit and strategize what we're going to fucking talk about. Let's not talk about COVID. Because it's like, it's not really what we're here for. And I'm sure it's not what you're there for either. We're not a fucking current affairs podcast. Mm. We will sometimes pass comment on stuff that's caught our attention. But on the whole, we're not talking about things that are topical, other than topical in our own lives.
Yeah.
And therefore, unless something huge has happened, like involving something, a topic that is really dear to the podcast, like, or central to the podcast. So say if Roy Keane had been appointed Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Yeah.
Or Kevin Keegan was going to appear on Strictly. Mm. Or there'd been some new digging legislation that Dominic Cummings had come up with.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know. Or something in the cat community.
We'll mention it, yeah. But we won't mention it in this episode if it's happened since last Wednesday.
But we won't mention it. Yeah.
We fucked off for a bit. We're having a break from all of this.
A fucking break. And yet a lot of podcasts would just say we're having a break so there's no podcast. Not us.
No.
We're fucking getting some in the bank for you, dickheads.
What we're doing is we're delving into the mailbag, catching up with some of the fantastic emails and correspondences that we've had in the past few weeks that we haven't had time to talk about because we're too busy talking about our fucking selves. So, we'll try and see how far we get through with that. Have you got anything there in front of you, Sam? Or I've got one or two I can begin with if you want.
I've started at last starring the ones that I like.
Okay.
Which is a system that I should have been employing for fucking ages. Sean O'Keefe's been in touch. He says, hot date tomorrow.
Hot date.
Been talking for weeks.
Oh.
Really pretty and cool girl.
Oh. Ticks all
the boxes. Talking
for
weeks. So what do we think? Is this something that he's met someone on an app or online?
Well,
if he says they've been talking for weeks.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you can only really speak to people distantly at the minute, can't you?
Yeah, true. Okay. So he goes, however, she's giving me that it's not an actual date nonsense. Whoa!
Right.
Hold your horses, Sean.
Steady on, Sean.
It's not nonsense if that's what she's saying.
Exactly.
Right? No means no. Sean, I don't like this sentence. However, she's giving me the not an actual date nonsense. If she said it's not an actual date, you know what that means, and it's not an actual date. So it's not nonsense. Respect the way she sees it.
If this predate, let's call it that, if that goes well, there may be an actual date, Sean. But if
maybe
that's your
day,
fucking
yeah.
attitude, pal, you'll be lucky to get
then
through
not
the pre-date without a slap.
Fucking right. Don't give me this nonsense, pussycat.
This is a fucking
you know
date
why you're
what?
Here. We're here for a good fucking time, yeah?
I've got my
Let's
bow
just
tie
cut the
on.
Crap and go back to my holiday
I've got my bow tie on. I brought my dancing cane. It's a fucking date, love.
I'm wearing my tap shoes. Tip, tap, tap, tap.
Now give me a kiss.
Come on, pussycat. Plant one right
you
here on my
you
smacker.
Want to. I know you want to. Come on. Let's get a room.
Sean, don't be disgusting. She said it's not a date. That means she quite likes your chat. She just wants to... What's wrong with just going out two people? Forget that, you know, you're both presumably heterosexual, right? Just forget about all that stuff. Anyway, he said, not sure where I stand. Well, we've just fucking told you, mate.
Oh, man.
But my question to the panel is, would flowers be inappropriate? Yes. Then he says, bear in mind we are both in our 40s, and should I tell her I have an ice cube in my mouth? Forget the ice cube chat. Really inappropriate.
You're in the real world.
Flowers, I usually would say about flowers, well, flowers are always appropriate. Whoever does. I sent my dad flowers during the early days of the pandemic.
Mm.
And then I think I brought some round to him one day as well. I sent my mum. Flowers are always nice, right? Apart from in this situation.
Yeah.
Because usually I would say, never be afraid to buy a bunch of flowers for anyone. Mm-hmm. A man, a mate, a woman, whoever it
yourself.
Is, it's always nice. Yourself, it's nice to buy yourself a bunch of flowers. Yeah. Around daffodil season, I'm always buying myself daffs. Because they're my favourite flowers and also, brilliantly, the cheapest too. But in this situation, no. Because she said it's not an actual date. So don't bring flowers, because it'll immediately make it look like you think it is a date.
Is this a Life Logistics question that's bled into a regular episode? I think it has, hasn't it? It feels like it.
Oh, I thought this was a Life Logistics episode.
No, this isn't
episode.
Life Logistics. This is mailbag. This is just general chit-chat.
Oh, yeah.
That's
well,
all right. It's,
yeah.
it's so far, it's proven to be a very good advert for the Life Logistics episodes, I think.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Well, anyway,
no harm
there
done.
You go, mate. There's our advice
no,
to
don't,
you.
No, don't take flowers, Sean. I mean... Take flowers. I wouldn't even take flowers on the first date when it's an official date. Maybe take it on the third one. You know, just fucking calm down. Fucking hell. There's a pandemic. We're all in the lockdown. No one knows how
maybe,
long this is going to last for.
I don't know what you've been chatting about. Quite a good idea. If you want to bring something, but you don't want it to look too forward, right? Why not think about bringing her a book? Not a big, expensive, fancy coffee table book. Oh, I brought you this book. It's the war photography of Don McCullen. It cost £100. No. You're looking a bit too pushy. A paperback. Maybe it's worn. Maybe it's secondhand. Maybe you own it and you're giving it to you. I really think you should read this book. But don't be a cunt about it. What I'm saying is you've been chatting for weeks. So you might have some common ground.
Yeah.
You might be aware of the sort of things that she's interested in and motivated by. And, you could give her something like that because it doesn't look too sexual, does
not
it?
Not one
giving
of those Tashin books of erotic photography, like 50 quid.
Yeah.
Not one of them. Don't take
that. No, not that. And don't give her anything that's deeply political, like some, far-right theories or something like that. See this, right? It's by David Icke, and it's got some fucking interesting stuff in there, right? Read it.
Educate
Read
yourself.
It all. And then we'll get back together next week and we'll discuss it in detail.
It gets a bad rap. A lot of people think he's mental. But, once you get under the skin of the ideas, you have a good think about it. There's a lot there that really resonates as far as I'm concerned. And you realise that we're living in some kind of, like, prism. And we're just all, like, we're all ants in a colony. It's fucking it's dangerous, really. Read it.
We're fucking colony ants. That's all
what,
we are.
I'm going to go to the toilet, knock one out. And then you'll read it for 10 minutes and I'll come back and we'll talk about it. Nothing like that. You know what I would take?
Fucking, it's a what fucking minefield,
book,
really.
I would take one of those, those wind-up chattering teeth. Wind them up and just let them go. And they go...
People like... Have a look at this.
On the table.
Yeah. Hello, sweetheart. Have a look at this.
What do you think of this? There's an icebreaker for you.
Everyone loves those, it's true.
Yeah. So, I'm glad that we've cleared that up for you, Sean. I don't know when he sent this. Was it recently? Do you think the date's happened since he sent it? Or
yeah, it was yesterday.
Oh,
it was yesterday.
This isn't going out next Monday.
All
it's
right,
probably
too late.
Yeah.
Now, you'll have almost certainly fucked it up.
I reckon he will have done. If that's the plan that he's got, that he sent to us, then it's a fucking nightmare. It's a recipe for disaster.
She said it's not a date. She's given me that it's not a real date nonsense. Shall I bring flowers? Fucking hell, mate. There is so much going wrong in your attitude here that we'd have to devote a whole episode to fixing you, which we haven't got time for.
I mean, we could reply.
And by the time you hear this, you'll have fucked the date up, and I wouldn't be surprised if you were in custody.
You could reply by email, I suppose, but you know, I don't know if we've got time. We've got time off to be had. All right, fair enough. That's that one. I've got one here. Dad's on Roof story from John. Always a classic. He says, all right, lads, listening to the Dad's on Roof stories reminded me of my time spent in rural Spain with my in-laws. On one visit, my father-in-law, who was a small mustachioed man in his late 60s, never seen without a flat cap, asked for our help in gathering some wood. Thinking this would just involve picking up some twigs, turned out to be him driving us to a huge protected forestry area in a national park and him shimmying 20 foot up a tree with a big fuck-off chainsaw. Just as I was about to lampard him for not having a harness, goggles, PPE, or at the very minimum, a high-vis vest, I noticed what appeared to be a park ranger driving around in his van and eyeing us with suspicion. So I shouted up to warn him, but he didn't look concerned and just said, "No pasa nada. He knows what I'm doing. I've arranged to give him half the wood. He's just making sure I chop down the best tree." It says, "No pasa nada" was a phrase we heard there often on holiday from him and a lot of the other villagers as they went about their daily dysentery. So he's getting himself half a free tree, and the ranger is also getting half a free tree in exchange for turning a blind eye. Good stuff. It's not a roof, it's a tree, but it's good. I like it.
Dad up anything will do.
Dad up anything, yeah.
Do you remember we were going to do a special Ask Pele episode once?
Yeah.
But we forgot to do it.
We mentioned it earlier in the week, didn't we? And we got a couple of replies for that. We should probably just save it till we're back from our break.
All right, so we won't do a mini Ask Pele. Yeah. I was going to do an Ask Pele
what
there.
But
keep them coming in. Basically, Ask Pele now, he's to be found most days in a boozer in Rio, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
Right. And he sits there. He's always in the same spot. And he basically charges tourists mainly to come and sit with him and have a drink. They buy the drink and they give him a bit of cash and then they get an allotted time. They can ask him anything they want.
Yeah.
And we've got access to him ourselves. Mm-hmm. So if you get in touch, we can put the questions to Pele.
Also, anything you want to ask Roger Taylor from Queen as well?
Yeah, ask so, Roger Taylor. He's really good on... You know what Roger Taylor's brilliant on?
What's that?
Is all the latest deals and vouchers and coupons that are out there, especially for high street chain restaurants, which he's sort of like an episode on. He's really good on that. I mean, I suppose he might see himself in competition with Martin Lewis, but not really because it's more of a hobby to him.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys he'll always know. So say if, like, I don't know, that Mexican one, Oaxaca, right, is doing Tuesday Taco Tuesdays, right? And they're doing 2-for-1 meal deals. Rog always is on top of that. I don't know whether he gets Google alerts on it or whatever, but it's a really good service. So if you've got any sort of eating out questions or quandaries, Roger's your man.
Jalapeño.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jalapeño.
Someone said that they can incorporate all of this with Ask Sting. I think we were going to do an Ask Sting thing once as well, ages and ages ago, and that didn't happen.
We did a little bit. Sting did a lot of money-saving stuff and logistical stuff.
Just send stuff in. Ask any of them cunts. Pele, Sting, Roger Taylor, whatever.
We've got them all.
We've got one here from Simon Thornton. And he says, I stumbled across an episode of Glenn A. Larson's Knight Rider. Of course, Glenn A. Larson, regular subject on this podcast. In this episode, this is a classic one, you'll remember this, Sam, Michael is pitted against a worthy nemesis in his twin brother, Garth Knight, expertly also by David Hasselhoff, but with a moustache and soul patch for added menace and easy identification.
Yeah, he's a cat.
Great episode, but, as Simon says, I suddenly remembered, in the pilot episode of Knight Rider, Michael Knight is shot in the fucking face and given plastic surgery, leaving him looking completely different. And he says they used a different actor to portray pre-bulleted Michael before having him wake up as Hasselhoff post-surgery. So, did his evil twin also receive a gunshot to the grill and have the exact same surgery? It's an excellent question.
Excellent question.
I mean, we don't know the answer to that, do we?
Glenn A. Larson here to answer it.
If only he was still alive.
Oh, there's always a fucking Lampard, isn't there? Pick it. Look, no one fucking remembered that. Right, no one fucking cared. There is no fucking explanation. What do you want me to fucking do?
That first dig where he got shot in the plastic surgery, that was a dream sequence, right? I thought that would be obvious. And if it's not obvious, then the episode with Garth Knight in it, that's a fucking dream sequence as well. In fact, they both are, right? So fuck off.
I would say, before you start asking more annoying fucking questions, right, just remember that I would say one in every four episodes of Knight Rider was supposed to be a dream sequence. A lot of it. And also a lot in my other shows, Magnum, half of it with dream sequences. And it's a very good way of approaching your work because it means you've never got to remember any other shit you've written before or watch back old episodes. You just write what you feel.
This is why Glenn A. Larson never went to Knight Rider conventions. Because he'd be faced with difficult questions he couldn't answer.
Excuse me, pardon me. I've got a question regarding episode 14, season 8.
Oh, fuck me. Another fucking fanboy. What's he going to come
up? Enters his flat with a pair of sunglasses on his head. And the phone rings, and then it cuts back to Michael, and the sunglasses are missing. What happened to them? Do we know?
What's that? Was that done on purpose? Is it an Easter egg?
Fuck me. I said I wasn't going to come to these things again because of shit like this. Jesus Christ. I don't mind signing shit, but just don't fucking speak to me, all right?
It's a fucking... Where do you want... I mean, it's a TV show about a fucking talking car, you cunts. I mean, and you're fucking noticing this kind of crap. I mean, it is what it is. Do you know what I mean?
That's a question. You've asked me a question there about his fucking sunglasses. Have you not got any questions about how the car managed to fucking talk and think? Is that the best you can do?
How the car became sentient.
I've got loads of pre-prepared answers about that. No cunt ever asks. Fuck, it's all about continuity. Fucking
staring you in the face.
Oh, man. Glenn A. Larson. You got another
Someone
one
Someone said that there was this Kiwi... You didn't want to talk about this Kiwi cup problem that had been emailed into us. But then someone else emailed and said he had emailed this guy whose name is Martin, right, about some issues he had in New Zealand with his penis.
We had the original one who had a penis surgery dilemma, and then someone else emailed us again with tales of his penis surgery. And I just felt, I don't want to go down that road. So I've corrected the fella on the Patreon that said, but what about the penis surgery? I thought you wanted to know more about the penis surgery. And he got in touch and you didn't read out his emails. So what's that about?
Some weirdo.
I'm keen to find out more about the penis surgery.
Pardon me, chaps. Sorry to interfere. But there was some mention of penis surgery. I must admit, I did enjoy that particular episode. And I was really keenly excited to find out what happened next to do with that gentleman's penis. And I was just wondering if you had any updates. Please don't leave me hanging. I like all of your content, but particularly the bits about penis surgery.
P.S. I have an ice cube in my mouth.
I can go listen to a penis surgery podcast. It probably exists, but we're not going to turn ourselves into that.
There's bound to be one.
Johnny Parrish writes, All right, dickheads. Just wanted to share a proud life moment with you both. My missus is a casual cunter and home baker. The other day, she was making a cake while I fucked around the house trying to look busy. Suddenly, I was aware of the singing coming from the kitchen. Working day and night to make sponges light. That's sieving all right.
Wow.
Was being sung by my good wife. Alas, no ice cube was present, but you can't have it all. Keep up top class podding, Johnny Platinum Cunter. Yeah, well, we can't really take credit for that. It's not our song, is it? It's
no.
What's his name's song? Joe Fagan's song.
Joe Fagan from my Venus Empire, yeah.
But perhaps we played a small part in bringing it back into the public consciousness.
I'd like to think so, yeah. And a very, very similar one here from Barry. Listening to the recent pod on a loudspeaker with my American missus. Oh, American wife.
Oh, you fancy bastard.
With my American missus.
Get you with your American missus. gleamy white teeth and big fat tits. I bet she looked like Sue Ellen mixed with Pamela Anderson.
I mean, I'm reading the rest of the email. There's no reason why the fact that she's American is pertinent, but he's mentioned it anyway, and it's flawless.
Of course he would. You would too, mate, if you had an American missus.
I've got myself an American wife. She's over there.
Yeehaw!
She's over there eating tater tots. What was it? Listening to the recent pod on loudspeaker with my American missus pottering around nearby, Sam's tone became serious about the recent developments at Earth Tournament with the Russians being banned for 2 years. It's quite old. She looks at the speaker, listening more intently as Sam goes on about the revolution that's currently taking place.
Yeah.
A while passes and she remarks that she couldn't find any news about this happening on the internet. She says they must have locked this story down early on. That's American there. She doesn't know. She still doesn't know that it's not real, and I'm going to see how long it keeps up for. Cheers. Now, this was in 25th of May. So, Barry, let us know. Does she still think there's been a revolution in Russia? Or does she know all about Earth Tournament now? Let us know.
I should get an update from Len. He's up at the park.
Right.
Last night, actually, just a quick one. It was my daughter's 13th birthday, and the local cinema, the Independent, because it's been hit hard by COVID, is doing a special deal where you can hire its screening room.
Right,
to watch a film of your choice. So her favourite all-time film is Jaws. So we had some relatives over, and we went down there. Right, it was eight of us in this little room, and when we went and I booked it, and they did a screening of Jaws, and when we got there, it was really nice, and they said, "Oh, we didn't know if you wanted food. You didn't ring and ask for anything. So we've just laid on some snacks, right?
All right, nice.
And so just take what you want, right?" So we went down and they'd laid out loads of bags of fancy popcorn, you know, like posh popcorn, right? Some little pots of nibbles, sweets like Dolly mixtures, chocolate raisins, and some mixed nuts, like whatever you wanted, right? And some drinks. So we all took just one or two things each to nibble on during the film.
Right.
And then when we were leaving, I was in the toilet having a piss with Len. And I went, and Len had a rucksack with him, right, that he'd brought. You know, sometimes kids will just bring a bag, right, in case you need any shit when you're there, right? And I go, "You got much in your bag?" He goes, "Oh, I've got plenty of space in there." And I went, he goes, "Why?" And I said, "Because I've already paid in advance for all of this." And he went, "What, even the snacks?" And I went, "Yeah." I said, "It's all paid for, mate." I said, "So you might as well stick some stuff in that rucksack." Well, before the words had even left my mouth, he'd zipped up, washed his hands, and was back in the little side room that had all the snacks in. And when I got in there, he was literally with his arm fucking pushing all of these snacks into his rucksack. He had the mouth of the rucksack open, and he was filling it up to the brim.
Sweeping it in.
As he was doing it, right? Yeah, exactly like that. So I came in, I thought, yeah, good lad. And then the manager bloke who'd set us up at the beginning of the screen, he came in and went, "Hi guys, did you have a nice time?" And we sort of jumped out of our skin a bit because it looked like we were nicking. But then I was like, "No, it's all right, we've paid for this, it's ours to take if we want." But Len quickly, shiftily zipped the bag up. But there's like, he'd filled it up so much the zip wouldn't quite do up. And the guy goes, "Great, I'll just count up what you've had." And I went, what? Why? And he went, well, so I can see. And he went, so I can do your bill. And I went, I thought I'd already paid. I thought it was all included in the price. And he went, no, we made it pretty clear in the email. It was just the screening room only. And Len literally said out the corner of his mouth to me, he pointed his rat and said, shall I put it back? I was too embarrassed. I was too embarrassed for him to open the rucksack and start pulling out all these bags of popcorn and sweets and stuff like that. So I was just like, no, shut up. No, it's fine. And the bloke went, is there a problem? I went, no, it's fine. I'll pay for everything. I had to pay quite a lot of money because we'd taken so much shit, but I was too embarrassed to put it back.
So they've done you like a mini bar in a hotel room there, haven't they? They've fucking tempted you with it and then come around and counted it all up. And
we really went to town with it and then took stuff away, and then they hit me with the fucking bill. My fault, really.
Well,
but Len did a runner. In the middle of me doing this, Len just fucking fucked off out the room, and everyone else was waiting for us outside the cinema. And apparently he came out and went, bad news, guys. The snacks weren't involved in the bill, and the manager just caught Dad trying to leave. They were pissing themselves. I came out looking really fucked off. Mind you, on the upside, I do have loads of snacks in the house now. We're driving to the Isle of Wight on Friday, so we are sorted in the motor for all our snacks. You've got to look on the bright side, haven't you? Every
penny
cloud.
For them, though, but it might go a long way towards, you know, the future of that cinema, keeping it open.
Yeah, which is nice, because it's nice having a local cinema. It's a local independent cinema, and I want it to survive.
Yeah, so it worked out all right in the end then. I'll tell you what,
we'll leave it there
because we said this was going to be a short one because we're going to pad it out and do two of these and knock them out during the week when we're both away. So, sorry about that, everyone. More mailbag shit coming on Friday. All the usual shit has been pre-recorded and will be coming to you throughout the week if you're IFS.
Yep.
You'll hardly notice that we're away, basically. So just rest.
Yeah, you can get your nut round that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.